before.
One more comment from you, Cody, and I'm coming up there ripping your head off and pissing down your throat,
Sean growled. Some of the guys laughed. Cody, shut up. The coaches came out with their clipboards, and one began to call out names. I was so nervous, I trembled slightly. It seemed to take forever before he reached my name.
Gaylord! Elijah!
The coach looked up hopefully.
Here, coach!
My voice cracked, making me sound like a 13-year-old girl. A bunch of the guys laughed. The coach looked disappointed. He was no doubt expecting a natural-born jock like Mitch or my older brother Thomas. Instead, there was only me, the runt of the litter. After roll was called, the coaches took turns speaking. They told us that over the next 2 or 3 days, they were going to be selecting players for the varsity and junior varsity teams.
Not everyone will make the cut,
were the words that stuck in my mind the most. Did I really think I had a chance? I was easily the smallest guy there. I'd put on muscle over the summer, but it didn't make me any taller. And I was a lightweight compared to the others. After a lot of talk, the coaches told us to run around the track until we were told to stop. I was glad to get off those bleachers. I felt like everyone was staring at me. If there was one thing I could do, it was run. I'd been doing it all summer. I remembered my first few runs. I was out of breath after running only a few blocks, but I kept at it. Each day, I could run longer and further. By the beginning of August, I could run for miles without getting winded. I ran along with the other guys as we jogged around the track. I stayed to the outside because I was afraid of getting trampled. Most of the other guys could effortlessly look right over my head. I put all my worries out of my mind as I ran. That's one thing I loved about running. It allowed me to forget everything. I just ran, feeling the track under my sneakers and the wind on my face. Some of the guys near me began to breathe harder as we ran lap after lap. I smiled when some of the biggest, most muscular guys began to wheeze. I ran on with little effort. I could keep this up all day. Some of the guys began to fall out, gasping for breath as they put their hands on their knees. I wondered if one of them was the Cody kid who had been making fun of me earlier. I hoped so, but since I hadn't actually seen him, I didn't know. The coaches kept us running until several of the guys dropped out. Even Sean and Tim were breathing hard, but they hung in there. When one of the coaches waved us over to the bleachers, I grinned at Sean. My breathing was hardly fast at all. The coaches explained various passing and receiving drills we'd be doing so they could check out our skills. We would also be running an obstacle course and doing some scrimmages. I didn't understand all of it. I'd watched my brothers play a lot of football games, but I'd never been to a practice. I didn't know a whole lot about passing or receiving, except what Mitch and Thomas had taught me. Realistically, my chances of making junior varsity were slim, but I was going to try. We rotated through various stations while the coaches observed and made notes on the clipboards. Some, like the Meyer brothers, were assured a spot on varsity. Others were hoping to make the jump from junior varsity to varsity. Then there were guys like me, who hoped not to be cut on the very first day. I didn't do so well with passing. I had fairly good form, but my distance was, well, pathetic. I saw one of the coaches make a mark on his clipboard. I hoped he wasn't crossing out my name. I did much better with receiving. The pass was a little high, but I leapt into the air and snagged it with my fingertips. I cradled it safely against my chest. Sean saw me make the catch and nodded to me. I grinned like an idiot. The obstacle course was tough. I didn't trip as I ran through the tires, but my tackle was, well, I didn't move the platform at all. I just kind of rebounded off of it and nearly landed on my butt. I missed the tire completely when I made my pass, but I did pretty good on the remainder of the course.
Name?
One of the coaches called out when I finished.
Gaylord.
The coach looked mildly surprised, and I know what he was thinking. This is a Gaylord? Where's the rest of him? Perhaps he's adopted.